Will you open the door? The Time We Have, A Conversation Between Brothers is available now. In this tragic two-player role-playing game, you will take on the role of brothers in the zombie apocalypse and the final days before one of you turns. This card-powered game is played on opposite sides of a closed door as you draw cards, ask questions, slide cards under the door in order to tell the story of your final days together. The Time We Have is written by Elliot Davis, illustrated by Ripley Ash, and features guest writing and art from some of your favorite creators in the TTRPG industry. You can grab the Standard Edition or the Deluxe Edition, which features three exclusive door cards and a beautiful limited edition silver foil box right now at moreblueberries.shop.
Stars, a 10 candles horror story. Please take care of yourself and check the content warnings for each episode. Listener discretion is advised.
There are distant shores only available to those that believe. Faith is the currency of the kingdom, though sooner or later one will pay for it. Brother Reggie, you often miss your family, and at this current moment you do so again, as your rifle shot rings through the rain and the coastal song, and Zoe ducks into the grass. But not before looking at you with fear in his eyes, and then betrayal, before he runs through the grass, hunched down and taking cover.
There's a moment after the shot rings out, and I watch their back turn to me, fleeing into the woods, that I consider taking another shot. As I watch them run, maybe it's the way that their hair bobs as they do, or maybe it's just the silhouette, but something about them reminds me of my sister, and I don't.
Brother Reggie, if you would like to do some math to figure out about how much time you all may have, you can roll me 4d6 plus a 6 for your hope die.
One six, no ones.
You have about 45 minutes to an hour before reinforcements would be able to drive here from the nearest city, unless they are already nearby.
It's a good thing there's only one road in and one road out. And I'm going to begin the preparations of making sure the one road in and one road out doesn't let anyone in.
Mother Holly, you hear Father Cathedral say, "There is only one road in and one road out, and that road is faith." You smell perfect.
I don't know. Something doesn't feel right. I think when Holly got into this, she found a freedom that she didn't know she could have. She even brought a friend into this, thinking that it would open more opportunities and save us from what this world had to offer. But I think here and now she does want to make an impact on her own volition. As hesitant as she may feel to do so.
If you could roll me 4d6 to attempt to influence Father Cathedral before you declare how you want that influence to go.
I have no sixes but one. To reroll this one, I would like to burn my vice, which ironically is spineless. It's a 6. I stand before him, palms quivering. Come into a power that I don't think I have. I go to grab his wrist, which I take gently. I need you to know something, and I don't know how you're going to take this. It's not yours. This is all a lie, isn't it? We should be following this if it's all a lie like this.
Father Cathedral never puts his hands on you, not even during communion. But at this moment, his palms open. He gently rests them on a growing lie. He turns and walks from the room without a word.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
Sees the door to Cathedral's room, door that is a simple door but feels almost like a monolith. It feels like an insurmountable mountain, a place that he's never gone inside. But he knows that is where Holly is. And so he stops, still holding onto Angela's hand, and turns to them and says, Ange, do you trust me?
Of course I trust you.
If this doesn't work, if things get worse than this, will you go where I ask? You don't have to. I'm not gonna make you. I just wanna know.
What do you mean? What do you mean if this doesn't work? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. Ange, I don't know how we travel from here, but I know that everything that's happening around It just doesn't seem like it's gonna work, and I'm scared for you. And I just want to know, if I ask you to go, will you go?
I don't want to be by myself. What's the point of going anywhere if I'm not with my family?
He squeezes your hand gently. You will not be alone, okay? Gently is going to just like pull you towards the door and open the door to Cathedral's room.
Father Cathedral leaves this space at the exact moment you both enter. Mother Holly still kneeling on the ground in center stage light, the shadows long in the corners of the room.
So stupid. So stupid.
Taking his left hand, Laramie's going to put his left hand over his right hand where he's holding Angela and just gently pat and release both hands and walk over, kneel down in front of Holly. And he looks tentative, he looks nervous, and he kneels down and is going to just slowly, calmly put his hands on her knees.
As soon as you touch her, she is like lunging at you, looking for an embrace, and wraps her arms around your shoulders.
Shocked, but quickly embraces you back and holds on tight and looks concerned and like holds you and like strokes your hair. And he can, like, through the smell of Cathedral's room, he can smell this familiar lavender scent on you. Holly, what happened? Is everything okay?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, and I don't think this is real. I don't think any of this is real. And I told Cathedral. I told them. I don't know.
Like, looking over Holly's head, looks at Angela to see if they are catching any of that. And then sort of like leans back and puts his hand on Holly's face and just says, I don't think it's real either, but I know what's happening right now. Things are getting worse, okay? A helicopter fell out of the sky.
What?
Neil did some awful things. Reggie is handling all of that, I guess. And I want to get you out of here. Okay?
We all gotta go somewhere east of the helicopter crash. What is going on?
I don't know, but we need to leave. Let's leave. And he turns, like, holding on to you, turning to Angela.
Holly turns and notices Sister Angela. She can see her eyes are just running with shock and fear in her face. She says, I'm sorry that I ever got you into this. I'm sorry.
Where's Father? Where is he?
He left. I don't know if any of this is real, and I told him and then he left, and I'm sorry that I ever...
Stop it. I don't want to hear any of this. We need to go, and I don't care if it was real or not, because our family was real. What we have is real. That's what matters to me. That's all I ever wanted, was to be here with you.
Sister Angela, how were you planning on killing everyone at the end of the night?
The first time Father Cathedral brought me into this room, it was to tell me a story. They told me about how beautiful it will be on the star. The family all together, brought together in joy and peace, never having to be afraid again, being full and warm and safe, and never, ever alone. And they told her how it would be done, the prophecy, that there was a reason why he chose this campsite. The mushrooms that grow in this place, that would be enough. That would put everyone into a final, restful, peaceful slumber from which they would never wake, but they would be safe. So, last night, when everyone else was at dinner, Sister Angela was in the forest, collecting the mushrooms, making sure they would be the most fresh and potent, so they would do exactly what needs to be done. Before she got the note, she had been on her way to see Sister Hen to give her the mushrooms to put into the food. But she never made it that far. She got this note and suddenly everything was thrown off balance. There were supposed to be 8 of them. It doesn't feel like enough now. Now Neil's dead. He didn't go the way that we were supposed to go together. Brother Reggie took that piece from him.
Sister Angela, if you could roll me 4d6 to see if you can get out of the way.
What the fuck do you mean, Rara?
What does that mean, get out of the way?
Well, I rolled 1-6 and 1-1, so...
A success, and our dice pool is down to 3 for this scene. Sister Henrietta, wobbly on her feet, emerges from her quarters with a shotgun. So easily swayed, so easily broken, faithless. And the shotgun in her hands fires, missing you but scattering buckshot through the space.
I think Angela still falls backwards in surprise. The noise is startling her out of everything. She falls back, scraping up her hands.
Lukewarm motherfuckers.
Please, you don't have to do this.
Brother Laramie, if you could roll me 3d6 to see how fast you are in this moment.
Wow. Wow. God's on whose side? I rolled 3 sixes. Hen pops out and shoots this gun. Laramie, he's prepared, he's skeptical, and he doesn't trust this room that he's never been in before, this room that he sees as Holly's prison, at least one of the doors to the prison that she is in. And so his hand immediately goes to her stomach as he steps in the way and sees that the shot may be missed, but maybe not. Angela is on the floor and he is scared and concerned and reacting. His adrenaline has already been so high. He was trying to run away. He was in flight mode, but now it is all fight. As he quickly slings his shotgun from his shoulder, cocks it, aims and fires straight into Hen's chest.
every single day, someone in the world learns that they're not a chosen one. Today is Sister Henrietta's day to learn. Brother Reggie, we see you having blocked off and fortified the lone road that goes in or out, suddenly looking towards the main house as you hear gunfire. Where do your thoughts go at the sound?
I think I know where I would want my thoughts to be going. And as much as I would want for my thoughts to linger on the voice of God, I think the only face that comes to mind is Angela's. I trust Laramie. I told him to make sure that they were all safe. But even I have doubts. And I can't be wrong about this. And so I'll run back.
As of this morning, would you say that you're a true believer or a soldier?
I don't think those things are mutually exclusive. Being a soldier requires faith, belief that what you're doing is right, that the orders that you've been given are right, that ultimately you'll do good, that you'll protect what you want to protect.
So you failed at two things today.
Yeah, well. Gotta protect family. I go back to make sure she's safe.
We see Father Cathedral going down a ladder in a thin tube of metal, whispering to themselves, there was always going to be one, or maybe two, but this time, just one. They reach a large submarine-type door, put in a code, and the door opens. Inside, we see rows of food, of water, generators, and a single crib. They close the door and seal it tight. We ascend to see Henrietta, no longer a sister, bleeding out in front of you.
Laramie first quickly turns to Holly, are you okay? Sort of like quickly checking across the body, making sure there's no blood.
Brother Laramie, could you roll me 3d6 as you examine for wounds quickly?
Oh, you. And I rolled a 6 with no wounds. I got it. Don't even try me.
For now, all the wounds just seem to be emotional.
I'm okay. What is going on? What is going on? We need to get out of here.
We need to leave. Let me just make sure Angela's okay, okay? I'm gonna go check.
Yeah.
And rush over and to look at Angela on the floor.
Angela is terrified, but otherwise unharmed, except for the scrapes that are now on her hands. She's like trying to sit up.
Let me help you. Okay, you, everybody looks okay. I'm sorry about what happened. We need to leave. Do either of you know how we leave? Where do we go?
There's one road. There's the road out. I don't. Wait, there's the woods, but I don't know how. The fire, I don't know. We have to. Is this Brother Reggie coming?
Brother Reggie is a soldier. If I knew them, I would guess he's at the road getting ready for war.
They wouldn't leave us. They wouldn't leave us. They wouldn't do that.
Either way, we can't stay and wait. We gotta make a choice.
Well, we gotta go, and Holly tries to get up off the ground.
Come on, we have to. Come on, we have to go.
Laramie will take your other side. and we'll just kind of walk out of this room that now smells of gun smoke and blood.
I believe that before any of this went down, we had a plan for ways in which we would shut down the road. I believe that we had specific vehicles and like wooden constructions that can be latched onto them that are moved into place to block off the road at this kind of choke point between the forest flanking it on either side. And that is just what Reggie has obviously done. Less obvious than that is that the trucks are rigged with grenades to prevent them from being moved. Or if they are moved, well, grenades.
Brother Reggie, if you could roll me 3d6 plus your hope die to see how safely and well you have put all of this together.
That is 1611.
That is a success, and we are down for 2 dice for this scene. All that is left of the family, now fatherless, see one another. Half of the empty cabins are currently on fire, which seems like an accurate ending.
The moment that I see all of you, the moment that I see Angela, there is a great weight lifted from the pit of my stomach as I run towards all of you and says, "Oh, thank heavens y'all are all right. Where's Father Cathedral? Where's Henrietta?"
I don't know where Cathedral went, but Henrietta is dead. It's not good.
Well, we gotta find Cathedral.
No.
It's still gotta happen. It's tonight's
no,
the night.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't know.
Laramie's got his arm over your shoulders, and he's watching Reggie like a hawk, trying to see this reaction.
If you could roll me 2d6 as you attempt to read Brother Reggie.
Fuck up. A 5 and a 4.
These things are true. The world is dark.
Mother Holly begins to feel pain.
Sister Angela still has the mushrooms on her person.
Brother Reggie knows Cathedral's cold.
And we are alive.
There is the sound of a distant gunshot, and the wood behind Mother Holly's shoulder splinters, a flash of red as she is grazed but not hit.
Get down, everybody!
Laramie, already holding onto your shoulders, feels this heat, this hot wetness, and goes down with you. And I think immediately, like, gets into position over your body as best as he can as he tries to figure out where that came from.
At her core, Angela has always just wanted to protect her family. And right now she feels woefully unequipped to do that. So I think as all of us go down, she does reach into the back of Laramie's waistband to grab the gun that he thought he put away before she could see.
Sister Angela, if you could roll me 3d6 as you attempt to grab this gun quickly without his noticing.
Uh, that is 2 4s and a 5.
These things are true. The world is dark.
There's a boat on the shoreline.
That bullet was meant for Laramie.
And we are alive.
You all see a Coast Guard boat filled with agents pull up onto the shore.
Holly.
Holly.
Mother Holly.
Oh, I don't know. I just feel pain.
Okay.
It's just stress. It's not good for the baby.
Okay, we need to find a way onto that boat.
Onto?
Look, it's right now, it's one of the few ways out of here. It's either on that boat or going down into the bunker, but...
Bunker? What bunker?
What the fuck are you talking about, Reggie?
Father Cathedral. Father Cathedral, he's got this bunker. It was... I'm not supposed to know about it, but, you know, you do security for long enough, you know where bodies are buried. He's probably there.
Why wouldn't he take us with him?
I think my silence answers more than any words I could have said.
No.
We gotta get Holly out of here.
Look.
You should all go. I have to...
You have to what?
Angela, why? What is this? Say it, please.
Look. And she's going to take Holly's face into her hands. You're going to be okay. I have to stay. I have to finish this. Reggie, where's the bunker?
No.
I'll take you there. You'll need the code.
Okay. Laramie, you'll keep her safe?
Yeah, of course. Fuck. Okay, yeah. Laramie, like, what? Gets into position to pick Holly up.
What is happening?
I'll see you later, okay? I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Laramie, I'll make a distraction. I'll draw them away from the boat and away from camp. Two of you go for it.
No.
Mother Holly, you are going to make it. You're going to be out of here, and you are going to give birth to the brightest star this world has ever seen.
No.
With one hand under Holly's shoulders, the other under her legs, he grabs onto Angela's skirt. Angela, you said you didn't want to be alone. I don't think this is a good idea. Just come with us.
I won't be alone.
Angela.
It's okay. It's okay. I have to do this. This was always going to be...
No, you don't.
This was always going to be what it was for me. Go.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay.
Goodbye, my sister.
So here's the issue. I listen to too many podcasts and shows that have incredible sound design. I'm hooked. I'm starving. I need my sweet ear candy. And that's why I love Pocket Bard, an incredible app that makes immersive audio feel simple. You got your ambiance, your weather, your combat, and there's this fantastic intensity slider which lets you change vibes right as you need to, with fluid transitions that never break your carefully crafted encounters. go ahead, insight check me, or go download Pocket Bard and try out their 20 scenes and ambient locations for free. You heard me, free. If you love it as much as I think you will, look into the monthly or yearly subscription to unlock more of their ever-growing library. With a bard in your pocket, you'll be unstoppable. Give them a listen at pocketbard.app. That's pocketbard.app.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amoretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
As Reggie and Angela start to run off, I think we start making our way a little bit like out of the forest and back towards the camp. And Reggie is going to stop, reach into their pocket and take out the last grenade they had, pull the pin and just toss it as far off into the woods in the opposite direction of where Laramie and Holly are, to direct the SWAT team to go in the direction of the explosion.
Brother Reggie, if you could roll me 2d6 plus your hope die.
Come on, baby. That's 2 sixes.
The explosion is perfect. They no longer have full control of the situation. Fearing they may be being flanked, half of the agents head toward the sound, while the other 3 continue to move forward.
I think he just starts to run into the woods. I think he's trying to go in a direction that's like sort of away through the trees, towards the shore, but trying to skirt around the SWAT team. And as he's carrying Holly, he's just saying, I'm gonna get you to safety, okay? No matter what, we will get out here.
They're going. They're not gonna come with us. They're not gonna be okay.
They're gonna be okay.
No.
I promise they'll be okay. I promise they'll be okay. Reggie will take care of it. Angela knows what she's doing. I promise
Laramie,
you they're going to be okay.
Laramie, are we going to be okay?
Yes, we're free. We're free, Holly.
Brother Reggie, if you could roll me 2d6 as your heartbroken nephew takes another shot at Brother Laramie with the gun you taught him how to hunt with.
Okay. So that's a 6.
Brother Laramie, as though in prayer, you take a knee as a bullet passes through your thigh. Kneeling, holding the light bearer as the storm flashes and cracks around the sky behind you.
Ah, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck, just give me a second. I'm so sorry, Ollie. Fuck. Okay, and he tries to stand up, and he just can't. His leg is so fucked right now.
If you could roll me 2d6 as you try to stand up.
Yeah, I love that word.
Try.
5 and a 4.
We watch you struggle, so devout, but the prayer holds you down. These things are true. The world is dark.
We're all being tracked, and we don't know how.
And we are alive.
The bunker is beneath the compound. There's a secret passageway in the back rooms where members weren't allowed to be, and only Cathedral's eyes ever really saw. But I know. I saw the pages, I saw the blueprints. And I can get us there.
You hear gunfire in the distance, but you are able to make your way to where you want to be. There is ash, fire, smoke, and thunder, and the ever-approaching sound of the garden being invaded.
It was all gonna end, but who knew it was gonna end like this?
Maybe he did.
Yeah, maybe he did.
You don't have to...
I'm not letting you go there alone.
It's not going to be what you think.
No matter what it is, as long as I know you're safe, that's all that really matters.
Oh, Reggie. I don't think there is safe anymore. But if I have to be in danger, I'm glad that it's with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. Chokes down any thought to say what they're thinking and tries to focus on the task.
She trusts you completely, and she'll go wherever you lead.
You guide Sister Angela to Father Cathedral's closet, where you find a latch in the floor that leads to a thin metal shaft and a ladder. There are wires leading down behind the ladder.
All right. I'll go down first, and then, just follow me.
Okay.
Brother Laramie is still down on one knee in front of Mother Holly, with dusk not as near as it could be.
I'm so sorry. I think I need to let you down for a second.
It's okay. Is it okay? It's okay.
Laramie sets her down against the trunk of a tree and looks at his leg that is bleeding.
Holly, listen. I don't know. I know that I probably can't carry you any longer, but I will walk as long as I can walk. We need to get to that boat. Those pieces of shit out there, they're not going to shoot you, okay? You're pregnant. You just say it as loudly and as often as you can as you get close to them. I promise you, you're going to be okay.
I don't know.
I know. Okay? We're not in this anymore. We're free now. Listen. Everything that's happened over these past few years, however long it's been, is... It doesn't make any sense anymore. But one thing that does make sense is that you are not bound to him or to anybody else, not even to me. You are free. Okay? You are your own person. You are free no matter what happens. And that baby is going to be free too, so we need to get up and walk. Okay?
Okay.
You hear shouts and footsteps as someone catches sight of you. The tree splinters again as a bullet strikes it.
I'm pregnant! Please stop! I'm pregnant!
Brother Reggie, you reach the bottom of the ladder well. You see the wires leading into the bunker.
I can't necessarily say that bomb defusing or wire maintenance is in my skill set.
Well, what are you good at, Reggie?
I thought I was good at protecting people, but even that I'm failing at today. I don't know, maybe I'm not good at anything. I look back up towards Sister Angela, all the way up there. All right, you can come down. I'm gonna start working on this door. I'm pretty sure I know the code.
Okay. And I start going down the ladder, one hand and foot at a time.
Sister Angela descends to the landing with Brother Reggie, both of you having to stand so near, so close.
After I've made sure that Sister Angela has made it all the way down safely, I'll squeeze my way through towards the door and, from memory, try to recall the code that I've seen once on a set of sheets. Who knows how long ago. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The door clicks open. Brother Laramie spits blood as one officer after another takes turns striking him across the face. Dozens of their comrades dead here at the distant shore.
Please stop!
Fucking useless pieces of shit.
As he's getting hit and his face begins to swell and his eyes begin to close, he just reaches out. Somewhere along the line of him letting down Holly and trying to tourniquet his leg, he reached into his pocket. And in his hand, as he reaches out towards Holly and gets inches away from her legs, there is a dried piece of lavender in his hand.
Would you like to roll me 1d6 to find out where we go from here?
I rolled a 1. And I would like to use my virtue. Because my virtue is that I am observant. Of course I see what happens next. I rolled another 1.
You do see the next and final swing coming. It's easier to see coming because of the large rock in his hand. Mother Holly sees it as well.
I'm here, watching this happen. I can't just sit by anymore. And I push myself from the tree that I've pulled myself up from and lunge at Laramie and the SWAT team beating him. And I fight to get in there and stop it and just stop. Stop, 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 stop it!
The doors opened at the bottom of the ladder well as Brother Reggie and Sister Angela enter into a sacred space. You see Father Cathedral foam around the mouth, vomit across his chest, body distorted and angled horribly. It appears that he still believed at the end.
Father, and I think the only thing that Reggie can think of is to go and be at the foot of God and struggle wordlessly and helplessly to I don't even know. Like a child at the watching their parents cry, unsure of the magnitude and weight of whatever it is that they had to deal with, and only being able to see the consequences of it, wanting to do something, wanting to help, but I'm just a child, helpless in this moment.
On the other side of the coin, Angela feels nothing but betrayal. I think a betrayal that had been brewing inside of her since the moment that Reggie said that he thought Father might be here in this place. When Angela said that no, they wouldn't go, they wouldn't leave us here, even Reggie didn't think that was true. At the time. And now he's gone to that place that he promised us alone. And the mushrooms that Angela had been planning on using for all of them here in this bunker now just weigh heavy in her pocket. And she looks around and sees evidence of a coward who, in his last moments, instead of wanting to be with his family, hid as the rest of us were going to die.
There is a wall of small monitors connected to cameras outside. Mother Holly struggling, trying to stop them, but the shadows of the officers pass over them both darkly in this grainy image.
I approach the wall of monitors. I look for the coward's way out.
The T is right there.
No, that's not enough. That won't stop them. They're going to tear apart this place and tell our story, and it's going to be wrong and twisted. That's not right. Better that it go up in flames than it be torn from us. It's our story. Angela doesn't answer Brother Reggie as he asks what to do. Instead, she waits. She waits for the sounds of boots to approach overhead. And when she thinks that they're close enough, she flips the switch.
The explosion fills the ladder well, sealing it with dirt, with flesh, and with stone. As a comet begins its approach far from where you are now. Holly, how much prison time do they sentence you to? Are you able to convince them that you are a victim instead of a villain?
I want to say I hope that she can. I think her tales of what happened to her, to her family, to everyone, I think they serve her case well. I still think she serves a while because actions still have consequences.
I think so too, and maybe one day you will meet Winter. Brother Reggie and Sister Angela, which one of you watches the other die first?
I think I'm more afraid of death than I thought. Now that it's come to it, now that all the variables have changed, now that we're not all together, I'm afraid of it. Of what death would have to be like now. So lonely. I don't think I'd be first.
No, you wouldn't be. Even after all of this, part of her still believes. And I think she tried to be so kind to you. She tried to prepare you for what it would be like leading up to it, to that final decision. And she tells herself that she isn't doing it for the same reasons that he did. But does it really matter in the end? She makes the two of them a final meal. Hers with the mushrooms that she had picked so diligently for her family. And she puts none on his plate because she knows how scared he is. She knows that he'll take care of her when she's gone.
Sure, if you'll ever get this. Hell, to be honest, I don't remember where you live exactly. I've kind of floated around for a while, constantly in a haze, constantly dreaming. And one day I found I'd woken up in the shore. I'd made some commitments, I guess. I tried to believe. Sometimes I really did believe. There's a woman here. We're supposed to call her Mother, but I think she might just prefer Holly. She's pregnant, just like my sister. She's carrying the light, Mom. We're gonna travel, and this woman whose body isn't ready to bring this child into the world is supposed to bring the light. We're gonna travel, Mom. It's gotta work, right? We deserve better than this. That baby deserves better than anything I ever had. I don't have much. I don't know how this letter will get to you, or if it ever will. If it doesn't, then I guess traveling worked. I love scratches that out. Goodbye, Mom.
Thank you.
I see you. I see the way you look at me. You know it's difficult, right? Having so many eyes on you. And then having yours. It's hard. I think back to when I found out. And it just changed me so much because... God, it makes me feel like I had given up. And then this happens and suddenly things are different. I mean... You know, it's a new problem. But why does it give me so much hope? Hope for what I had before I got involved in all this. I'm scared, I think. Yeah, I think I'm scared.
Mama, I know you're worried, and it's okay. I have a friend. She found me. She told me about this place, this wonderful place, where I won't have to worry so much, where I'll be safe and I'll have a purpose. I know you don't understand. I know you've never understood, but I promise I'm gonna be okay. This is for the best. I don't know if you're ever gonna hear from me again, but if you don't, I hope you know that I'm happy. That I will be happy. And that you didn't do anything wrong. It's just this world. It's not made for me, but with him, and with my new family, everything will be okay. I promise. I love you so much. Goodbye.
All right, I think the red light means it's on. Okay. If you're watching this, that means you're too late. I'm already gone. We all are. Gone off to that better place Father Cathedral was always talking about. That's Father Cathedral back there. God incarnate. He was the first to go, I think. Had to go get everything ready, of course, for all of us. Had to go hollow that star. And this here is this is Sister Angela. And she's gone off too. And just like Mother Holly and Brother Laramie, I'm hatching. Everybody's gone. Except for me. But I'll be catching up to them real soon. I guess I just had a couple of things I wanted to get off my chest. I've been part of this family for years. Worked my way up from serving in the cafeteria to being head of family security. And, you know, every single day through all the hard work and all the pain and the loss, I was dreaming about today. about feeling whole. No longer suffocating in all this inherited emptiness. About truly feeling like I was part of a family, like I was loved, and like I was free to love in return. Everything I did, everything we did was out of love. A love he instilled in us. But now that he's gone, now that she's gone, now that they're all gone, there's nothing left for me here, I don't think. No more love in the world, so, I guess I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go catch up to them. Go be in that good place. And just hope she's waiting there for me.
These things are true. The world is dark, but community is important.